Okay, we'll look over here. Perek Yud, Mishnah Aleph. We're learning over here with the Holy Rebbe, Rabbi Harav Hagoyin, Rabbi Dr. Colonel Yitzchok Ariel, the Surgeon General of the Klal Yisrael, the official Surgeon General of the Klal Yisrael. Here we go. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud. Kol yodos hakelim shechnisan shloil kedarkan. All of the yodos hakelim shechnisan shloil kedarkan. Oy shechnisan kedarkan. If you insert them, you do not rinse them. You rinse them. Now, what does all this mean? I have no idea. Let's see the Rav. The Rav says, upside down. To conclude, so it's learning from Masech Yoma, Daf Yomi. Merik means to complete, to be goymer. The Kohen Gadol does the Maisa Shechita, and he does the Kabbalah, and then he does the beginning of the Shechita, and then he immediately does the Kabbalah, and he lets another Kohen finish off the Shechita. Okay, this is the sugi of shechita. How could you let someone else finish off the shechita? This is the din of the hashia, shia grama drasa chalada. This is the whole child in shechita. How is this the sugi? This is the sugi of shechita. Okay, merik means to finish off. Oish American shagamer hachnasas and vinishparu. So what's the halacha? Kli should be l'derech piv ki ilu leitaval. That's another halacha. That's the next halacha. Ki leitaval dechol kli shebetchilas sechnisas and b'mayim koyfeu al piv. I have no idea. Let's go over here with the picture. Maybe the picture will explain over here something over here. Hit bilas akli derech piv upside down me mikva. Kish ha'avir shebichli einu no ein the avir shebichli einoi noisein lamayim lachnis l'soicha v'lchele also tefilukli. Ah, so now we're getting a little bit of if you turn down, the war does not enter. It's a murdika scientific fact. It's a peltika zach, such a zach. How you could have something submerged in water, and yet it's completely dry. It's like going to the mikveh not getting wet.
It's not that, it's so that the inside doesn't get wet. When I was a little kid, I used to love playing with cups in the bathtub, because a cup would float or tilt over, and then once the water got into it, then it would sink. You know, it was fun. So this is exactly what the Mishnah is saying over here.
I guess the Tanoim used to play in the bathtub, like you. They used to also play in the bathtub. Kishita, kishiyates akli yotza aviv yikansu b'mayim l'chli, it burps. When you turn the kli on the side, it burps. Burp. And there's a big bubble. And then the aviv, the water goes inside b'mayim l'chli, but also l'chli tvila. This parak is sponsored by Rubber Ducky. Rubber Ducky is sponsored this. This shir has been sponsored by Rubber Ducky l'zeich l'u nishmas. Yud. Now let's see over here. The Ikum Mefarshim, a little more hezber over here. Ikum Mefarshim, Agdam Parakenu, Mamshich, Lamed as Dine Chatzitza Bekalim. Aleph Agdama, Mishosenu, Melamedes, Eze Kalim, Tzerch, Tlutavlam, Mutim, Al Tzimuchka, we have to go 12 them on their sides. Veze Kalim, Tzerch, Lassois, Vachem, Nekev Koton. Some Kalim, you have to go on the side. Some Kalim, you have to make a perforation. Bitsidam, Lefneatvila, Vachol Zekadesh, Yikansu, Meatvila, Libesechem, Hatev. The purpose of all these things is to guarantee that the immersion is done b'shlemus. Okay, so let's go back to the Mishnah. Kol yodei sakelim shechnisan shalai kedarkan. Shalai kedarkan means what? The Rav again says, it means kol kelim kagon yad hakardoim, hilav a hatchet. Chayot zebor shechnisa bebarzel, shalai kedarka, beikom, crooked. Fine, okay. Oy shechnisan kedarkan v'loy merkan. He did not complete the immersion. Rav, v'loy gomar hechnisasen, loshen umerak achar shechita al yaday, umerak achar shechita al yaday, sech liyoyma, oy shemerakon, v'ayt in the Mishnah, shemerakon v'nishmeru, shemerakon, shegomar hachnasasen v'nishmaru, harei elu choytzitzin. This is called the chatzitza. What's the chatzitza? I don't understand. Let's see the Tes Yom Tov. Aleph, choytzin ma shehayodos tchuvim babarzel, umihudakim and are attached, the ein hamayim nichnasim bohen, choitzitzim kevon she'enoi omed liskayim kach. So the thing over here is that the handle is touching part of the utensil, and the part that it's touching is tight, and that part is not being touched by water, and being that this handle is meant to be removed from the utensil, so it's a chatzitza. Let's see again the Mishnah. Kol yodas hakelim shnechlisan shloi kedarkon. The entered shloi kedarkon, oy shechnisan kedarkon v'loi merikon, oy shemerikon v'nishbaru, kedarkon v'loi shemerikon, he concluded, shemerikon v'nishbaru, harei l'choytetzin. I still don't understand what's going on over here. I still don't understand. Let's see over the chart in the bottom. The chart in the bottom. Tilas kelim oifen shivo b'mayim kulam. Yodas hakelim shechlisan lebarzel. Oh, it doesn't mean. Oh, now I understand. I thought when it says shechlisan, it means you put them into the mikvah. That's not what it means. You put the handle. Right, you put the handle. You didn't put the handle in the right way. Ah, now I get it. Yodas hakelim shechnisan. Yeah, you know, the sound on your phone is very schwach. Why?
Can you hear me now?
Now it's better. You're a little bit better.
Yeah, I have it a little bit away from my mouth.
We got to get you a good machine to do the Zoom good. I have to get you a choshva, you know, a military edition. Put you on a military internet line with a military grade computer. Call up my friends at the NSA. See what they can patch you in.
Right.
Yodos hakelim shechnisan lebarz. Actually, they're listening to us right now. I have to say certain code words. I have to look in the book what to say. When you hear those words, the computer knows right away to come to my aid. They're listening every moment to us, the aliens. Vaita. Yodos hakelim shechnisan lebarz lebikum to the yad of the keli. You put into the barz lebikum. So the yad is not inserted. Correctly, fine. Oy shaloi siim hachnasas. Did that conclude hachnasa? Oy shechnisan kiroi v'nishbaru. So it's not a proper fit. The handle is not properly fitted with the axe. So oyven atvila hayodas choitzin b'tvila sakli enem moila l'fi shayodas loy omdos l'skayim b'kli b'oyven zeh. It's not meant to be. It's not pashat. Does nish given a kiyum for a long time? It's no good. Okay. Fight in the Mishnah.
It's actually the cardon that's coming, right?
Right. That's the main part. Correct. That's the main part. So what is that? So they have a kli next halacha. Kli shetvila derech piv. Let's say the kli shetvila derech piv. This way before, upside down. Ki iloi taval. Garnished and garnished. Rav. Ki il kli shetvila derech piv. Kli klova. Ki duchol kli shetvila derech piv. Kli klova. Ki duchol kli piv. Ein hamayim nechnasim l'sechol yolem. Afilu mechnis l'kula ad sheyitnoi, even if he machnis entire thing, what will be good? Ad sheyitnoi, what sheyitnoi mean? What does that word mean? Sheyitnoi?
I don't think it's sitno. I think it's sitno.
What?
I think it's sitno. I don't think it's sheyitnoi. What kind of word is it?
So what should be the right word?
No.
I can't hear.
Sitno with a samach.
Tov.
I mean, sitno like with the sin. Like.
What does sitno mean? What does it mean with the sin?
I don't know.
All right, let's go back to fine. Kilo tava. Next. Hidbiloi kidarkoi biloi ziburis. What does that mean, Rav? Biloi ziburis. Shaloi hitbil beis yad. Oi davar noisif. Sheyesh bichli. Oi davar sheyesh bichli. Ba'achas mikitsoisa. One of its ends. Ulahachi karloi ziburis. She'enoi ikarishal cleave in a mayim boin bohen ad sheyatenu. Ah, so the word over there before is sheyatenu. They should have put over here the nikud. They forgot the nikud on the other side, ad sheyatenu. You know, in some of the editions, in Brachas, they have nikud in the raf. Yeah. In this edition, some of them have this, they don't have it. I think in Brachas, in Shabbos maybe, but not in the later ones. Weiter. you turn on the side, fine. Fine. So now we're talking over here about the ziboires. Ziboires means something on the side, an attachment. There is no illustration. Let's go here, the Ikar Mefarshim. Maybe he explains it. Bilo b'kedagbel ziburis, perish shaloi hitbil es haziburis. Oy shaloi nichnesu hamayim b'soicha. The haravid goris zar bubis. A different girsa, not ziburis, but zar bubis. O mefarish ha-kli sheyesh lo shtei piyos. Nikra, a kli that has two spouts, is called a zar bubis. O masnisan hachi perusha kli shehitbiloi kedarkoi. Vishulav lamata, the ain lo zar bubis, hu pesheni, lo also lo tfila, ad sheyatenu al tzidoi shakli shein lo elenekev echad. There's only one hole, it's not going to fill, it's like a can of soda. It's not going to be able to get out. There's a competition, you need air. In order for the air inside to get out, water has to get in. In order for water to get in, air has to go out. But if you're blocked, if the water is trying to get in and the air is trying to get out, it's stalemate. Nothing happens. So he's saying that the Zelbazach happens whether you turn it upside down, right side or upside down. It doesn't make a difference. If you turn it upside down, perfectly upside down, air is not going to get in. If you turn it right side up and you bury it also, because if it's done perfectly, he's saying chiddush, which is not really true. There's competition. The competition is water wants to get in. An air wants to get out, but there's only one opening. There's not enough room. I think there's only two. We have a very small hole, a teeny little hole. If a big hole, then the water does get in. So the arrival goes zar bubis. Before shakli sheyesh la shnei piyos nikra zar bubis. Umas tisachim b'himu shakli shad bilu b'kedarku v'shulu l'mat v'endul zar bubis hu pehasheni leos letvila ad sheyatenu al tzidai shakli shein la yelan nekev echad ein. Ein hamayim nechlasim bekulam bnei haruach. Vilu hoyu le pesheni b'tzida afil lo yitu al tzidu yichintu hamayim al yidei oysa hanekev. Okay, so the time over here is that you have to have the water getting inside. The water is not going to get inside if you only have one opening. You have to have two openings in order to allow the water to get inside. Gevaldik. Let's now go weiter in the Mishnah. So we are over here, the word zar bubis either means, not only it means an appendage, which is not the ikar, or the zar bubis. Zar buris means, it means a second opening. Okay. Wait, let's read the Rav again. B'loi haziburis, shaloi hitbil base yad. You would not toivel the base yad. Oy dovar noisif, sheyesh bechli, ba'achas mikitzoysaf. Allah lo zaburis, she'en ikore shalakli. V'en amayim boin b'chan ad sheyetan al tzidoi, v'chan yin achon v'sisan. Okay, so it's no good. The water is not getting in. Some type of appendage where the water is not getting inside. That's the meaning over here. It's some type of tavel hitbil kedarkoi beloy ziburis. The ziburis was not immersed. Ad sheyaten al tzidoi. Kli shehutzar mikan u'mikan. A kli that's narrow on both sides. The rocha for emsa. The center is wide. Ein atar ad sheyaten al tzidoi. What's the case? What is that case? What is that? Rav. Rav over here is, there's no Rav. A kli that's narrow on two sides, I have no idea what this means. You know what this means? We need an illustration. Alexa, please provide us an illustration of this kli. Mishnah Aleph. Alexa, where are you when we need you? Weiter. Mikanikan, enetar al shiyatet al tzidah. It's kli shu tsar mikan, omikan. It's narrow on both ends. V'rochav emsa. You know what this means? You know what this means over here?
Bowl.
What?
It's like a bowl. We're talking like a bowl.
What do you mean a bowl? A kli that's tsar, that's narrow mikan, umikan.
Yeah, meaning that it's long and narrow. It's somehow rectangular.
Tsar mikan, umikan, rachamino emsa. What?
No?
I don't know. I have no idea what this means. A strange shaped kli. Kli shu tsar mikan, umikan, verochav. Min ho emtsa, enoy tahor, ad sheyatenu al tzidoi. It sounds like sometimes it's an experiment, scientific experiment. You learn in third grade. It's there's two little openings on the end, and the inside is very, very wide. So it seems that if you go and you put this in water in a certain angle, it's not going to fill up with water, because the laws of physics that they taught us in Chaim Berlin teach us that such a matzah, when you go and you immerse this type of utensil with such properties, according to the laws of physics, when it's the opening over here is this size and that size, the way the Eibishter made the welt in Chaim Berlin is the water doesn't go inside. If you go outside of this building, go to another yeshiva, maybe the water will go inside, but over here it's not going to go inside. I don't know, it's some type of unique type of utensil. The people who make the refrigeration machines, maybe they know. People who make Freon, maybe their viscosity will allow for the Weltumschank to be Megale, how to preserve the rabbinic refrigeration in the Kli that's Tsar Mikana Mikana Rocha Be'emsa. Weiter, I have no idea what this means. There's no illustration. I'm very disappointed over here in the person who wrote this Sefer. Kahati? Nah, let's go weiter. We can take forever. Let's go weiter. Let's just go weiter. Kabbalah boss, I told my about Dafyomi. Well, look, Kabbalah boss, I said to him, listen, tell me, when you daven, there's a guy who comes to my shul once in a while. He has to, every single word, he slows down the whole shul. So I said to him, listen, let me tell him, when you daven, you say every word? And I daven, I say like every five words, every six words. So you learn the Zel Bazach. We don't have to learn every word, every couple of words. Let's just move. This is a freight train. Kli shutzar mikan mikan. It's narrow mikan mikan v'rochav min ho'emtza. Einoi tohor. Ad she'atenu al tzidoi. No clue what this means.
Meaning that something that's elongated is not going to fill up. The water is not going to get in unless you make that little bubble, so you have to turn it on its side.
What do you mean? What does elongated mean?
Elongated means like rectangular shape. Right. So let's say I'm sitting in the bathtub and I take the big boat, the big Navy aircraft carrier, which is long, narrow, and fat. Right. So it's wider. So it's wider in the middle because the airplane has to land. So I can make the airplane land, but the edges are smaller. So if I would, and now it's open. So if I put that in the mikveh, so if I tilt one end, it's not going to submerge. If I tilt the other end, it's not going to submerge. If I put the whole thing in, it's not going to submerge. So the mission is telling you it has to go in on its side. You have to flip over the aircraft carrier, so it looks like it's sinking, right? And then water will enter into the middle of the.
All right, I think there's something more we're missing here. All right, whatever it is. Tzloiches shepia shakeya, another halacha. Tzloiches, a flask. Shepia, its opening is shakeya, is sunk. Eina tohara ad sheyina kevena mitzida. Sheyina kevena. Six syllables, not one word. Sheyina kevena. You ever find a word like that? Six syllables? Sheyina kevena. There's a dot in the yud, a dot in the nun. There's no nachs. There's a no. Sheyina kevena. Meet sida on the side. Fine. Rav. What does the Rav say? No Rav on the sida. No, another mysterious tzloiches. Next. Kal morin hed yoitois eina tohoira ad sheyina kevena meet sida. This we have a picture. A Kalmarin Hedyaitis, 182. Piatz Leiches. Okay. The opening is Shekel Lesoicha. Opens to the center. Okay, now it says Nishar Avir Bechelik Elyon. I see over here, because now when you go into Kodin to put in the mikvah, so that little top portion, what will not get into? Kishamat Biles Atzleiches Kedarka Nishar Avir Bechelik Elyon Shalatzleiches Lechain Le also Tvil Lekli. Okay, next, Minakeves Hatzleches Mitid Avi Yotzi Dersham Hamayim Nechnasim Gam Lechelik Elyon also Tvil Lekli. Now when you make a hole over there, it's going to go inside. Kasa Vatayis Vesyamtev Shem Yates Hatzleches Al Tzida. He writes, if you turn the Yate, the Tzleches, upside down, Sheim Yate Hatzleches Al Tzida עדיין לא ייכנסו מים לכל החלק העליון על של הצלחס, ולכן צריך לנקב את הצלחס. Just turning on the side is not sufficient. You need to actually make a hole, a perforation. You know how long it took me to learn that word, perforation? Fine. Kosov, it was like an old, like, one department I used to start learning, learn fancy art school words. So I should be able to, you know, sound sophisticated. Sound polished. With shoe polish. My Weltumschein has to sound good. So I once turned to the long word, perforated. Isn't that good? I said it good. Perforated. Chmielnitsky.
You said good.
Chmielnitsky.
Right?
Chmielnitsky. Weiter. Kishematbil es hatzleiches. Kishematbil es hatzleiches gedach van nifan. Kost es yon nifan. Kalmar masum boifen shi shapia kalmar. A kalmarin is made in such a way, the P of the kalmar, shakel lesoich, it sinks to the center. V'lechein din ha-kalmarin k'din tzleiches shapia shakeya. So he's over here, he's coming to Megala Gilui. What is the previous case? The previous case also is the P shakeya means the P is lower than the sides. That's what it means. Ah, Gilui. A Moshe Feinstein always says, if you don't understand something, go weiter. Go weiter, then you'll understand. So over here, we have a Gilui. Over here, we have the previous case, tzleiches, tzleiches, shapia shakeya. That means that the walls are taller than the opening. The walls, they sink in. It's like a spaceship somehow, it sinks in. So that type of thing, you can have a problem, you can have an air pocket on the two sides of the walls. Okay, that's the case by the Kalmarim, but listen, the appropriate tzleiches, the contention, shapia shakeya, ain't in tohira, ad she yinakven mitzid the sides. The Kalmarim, the Kalmitzid, that's the Kalmarim. Go back to the previous case, tzleiches, shapia shakua, So what's the chilek? What's the chilek between the case of the kalmarin? Oh, we have the picture. The picture of it is both. The picture is going on both. The picture shows tzleiches shapia shakia einen tayra ad sheyinakvena mitzida. Kalmarin had yoytos einen tayra ad sheyinakvena mitzida. It's like zel bazach. Same exact thing, and the illustrator did not make it. Was not machalik. He made one picture. And he shows over here, the Zelbazach, he shows the same picture for both. Obviously, Kalmorim asuim ba'oifen shepia kalma shokel l'soicha l'chein din ha-kalmorim k'din tzleiches shepia shokea. All the rights around the bottom over here is that this Kalmorim is the Zelbazach. We're not providing an illustration because we don't have one. We don't have one. But it's the same thing. The Zelbazach, it's a Zelbazach, the principle is the same. There must be a Chiddush. If the Mishnah has told us both, there must be a Chiddush. Obviously, we need to be further Be'or, and what this means over here, the Chilik, Tzivishin, between the Kalmarin, Shel, the Kalmarin, and the Tzleiches. Maybe if I go on Avenue M now, maybe I'll be able to find someone. Everyone on Avenue M knows this. I have no doubt. I can ask anyone on Avenue M, they'll tell me, well, tell me the Chilik in Mikvayis Paragud Mishnah Aleph, the Chilik between the Tzleiches, Hashakea and the Kalmorin, that the Kalmorin, what's the chilek? I don't know. Next, the Kalmorin shall Yosef HaKoyin. The Kalmorin shall Yosef HaKoyin. You know him? The Chasna is, they told me I should be there to make my bracha. Siddur Kiddushin will take place 6:30, 7:30. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher osa lanu es harusos, v'hitil lanu. What?
You made a mistake. They're giving you shahakol mi'abidvaro.
No, I'm getting Ksi Kedushin. I want to practice. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, boirei priya gofen. Baruch atah Hashem, Elokeinu melech haolam, asher osa lanu es harusos, v'hitil lanu es hanesuos, lanu Al yidei chupa v'kiddushin baruch ato Hashem mekadesh. Who do you want me to imitate? Which Rashi do you want me to imitate? Mekadesh amo Yisrael al yidei chupa v'kiddushin. If you want me to imitate a blazer, should I imitate which one? Rav Aaron Schachter? Mekadesh! Rabbi Eliezer, and Rabbi Chris Aksuba. I get it also. The Echad, what's tonight? Today is Monday. B'yom Sheni, Sheni B'Shabbos, B'Sheni B'Shabbos, L'Minyan, Sh'olim Onikan, Brooklyn, New York. Eich Shachas Sandanan, Amal Ha'adob Besultado. Heavenly into Ikidas Moshe V'Yisrael Vanan V'Ano Ezoin V'Afarnes Yisechi Lechi Kehilchus Guven Yehudon Dizonin U'Mefarnes in the Shechen B'Kushta. What a liar. What a lie. I object. Is there anyone? Anyone object to this union? Yes, me. I object. This is a lie. Bekushta. What kind of kushta? You rewriting reality over here. He's not supporting. Ezoin ve'afarnes. The oiker. What kind of, he's not paying one penny. What kind of nonsense is this? Who's paying for this over here? Who's supporting? Das ist ein Schecker. You have the chutzpah on top of that. Bekushta. It's bare enough to pledge va'ano oiker ve'ezen ve'afarnes yisichi lichi. You have to rub it in and say kehilcha is guven yudon the oikerin v'zon v'afarnes es neshechon be'kushta. You have to rub it in. It's not bad enough. I once had a vart on this. Why taka yi'ed be'kushta? I once had a very good vart. I have no idea why. I totally forgot everything. I once had a vart. Why you don't, the first time you don't say it. And the second time you say it.
Is anyone so surprised that the chassan has a nickel to his name?
All right. No, it should be with mazel. This is, I tell people over here, this shirk over here, this shidduch over here, the girl has more yichus yishino than everyone in the whole place put together. She's the enikel of the kapitchen tzedeva mitzad ima and mitzad her father. She's the enikel of Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky. She has more yichus than everyone in the whole place put together. A person that's a miyuches mamash miyuchesas from the kapitchen tzedeva, from the mother and from the father, from Yaakov Kamenetsky. But I tell people, I told, you know who the biggest yichus is? Then the Kapichnitsa and Yaakov Kamenetsky. She's the granddaughter of Mrs. Gardenhouse. this is the biggest yichus. Mrs. Gardenhouse did everything for this girl to get married. She took care of Alts. I saw my own eyes. She took care of everything. She took.
How is Gardenhouse related to the Kapishnitsa?
Gardenhouse. She's married to the Gardenhouse is the grand. He is the grand. His mother. His mother is the daughter of the Kapishnitsa Rebbe.
Who's the mother?
Rabbi Gardenhouse. Mrs. Gardenhouse's husband.
Yes.
Mrs. Gardenhouse's husband, I think, is the grandson of the Kapitchin Tzerebi.
Okay.
That means it's his mother, right? It has to be. How else? Wait, what was the Kapitchin Tzerebi's last name?
Kurtz, I think. No.
I don't even know. I don't know. Okay. He's the grandson of the Kapitchin Tzerebi. And they say her name is Sally. Her name is Sally. That's what they call her. Her husband, he calls her Baba Sally, the Baba Sally. So I told them, I said, you have all the yichus. You have the greatest chassidish yichus, the greatest litvish yichus, and the greatest svardish yichus, the Baba Sally. good Torah, right? For sure, Bracha's Torah.
Excellent. The mother's first name is Sally?
What? The grandmother. Mrs. Gardenhouse's English name. She doesn't use it anymore because now her name is Sarah, because Yeshivish the world.
Yeah.
But her English name is Sally.
Yeah.
That's her name, Sally. But she doesn't go by that name, but that's the way she's known by her friends. Her friends call her Sally. And her husband calls her the Baba Sally. The Baba Sally. So yeah, the Litvish Yichus, the Svarish Yichus, and the Svarish. It's a good word, yeah? I can't say this in public. They'll kill me. I can't go talk about a woman. I can't go talk about the Baba and call the Babas. They'll kill me for saying that. I can never do that publicly. So B'zoyin, Kavara Teire, Kavara Teire. The Klal Yisrael. This is the covenant of the Klal. The Klal, this is the Yichus of the Klal Yisrael. Kavara Teire. Burkhatu Hashem, Mikadesh. Mikadesh. Es Amo Yisrael de Chupa. The guy in my class, he taught of Aaron Shachter. He told him, he said to him, Mishnah. The museum, put this in the museum. What?
Let's read the tablet for 182.
Okay, no, but we didn't do this yet. What's this? The Kalmarim shall Yosef HaKoyin Chaysa Nekuva Betzida. The Kalmarim shall Yosef, who's, what's the Kalmarim? Over here, look at the Rav. Kalmarim, Kli Shemenichim Bayit, oh, Dayoy. Okay, this is what we're looking for over here. The Kalmarim means a Kli Shemenichim Bayit Esadiyoy. This is the, what is this? This is called the quill? No, what, no, not the quill. This is called a, The inkwell. A well of ink, a mayan of dioy. Kli shemanichin bayes adioy, vichin kodim oisim beloshin roime kalmoro. Viesh mechem shapien shakir lesecha, kidesh lo yishbech.
So now I'll tell you something very, very interesting. That's right. How do you say squid in Italian?
Squid?
Yeah, squid. S-Q-U-I-D, squid.
What's a squid?
Calamari.
What's a squid?
Squid is,
a fish?
Squid is like an octopus. It's like, you know, it's small. It has these like little tentacles on the bottom. It floats around in the water.
Okay.
So a squid uses ink to protect itself from predators. It has a sac inside that it squirts out black stuff. So calamari is from, you know, means a squid, something that uses ink. So what the Rav is telling us over here, again, that it's called Belashon Romi Kalamaru, which has to do with the ink of a squid.
Fascinating. I hear what you're saying. Very, very interesting. Very interesting.
And according to, there are those Shitas who think that they thought that the Tcheles used to come from a squid. But that's not true. That's probably something else.
Very interesting. The Yesh Mehem Shapiem Shakel Lisachon Kadeshalo Yeshafich Adyoy Afilu Imyapecha Plivs. There are some where the P is sunken within it. Kadeshalo Yeshbech Adyoy. The Dyoy shall not spill. Yeshbech Adyoy Afilu Imyapech Al Piv. Even if you turn it on the side, the Imit Biloy Kedarkoy. Ein ha'mayim nechnosim b'chalal ha'shakeh she'sov pi b'fnim. Lefichach tzach l'nakev min atzad. What's the gimel v'koshim? Kein b'matein al tzidoi sagi. It should be enough on the side. V'loma b'inan she'yinakvenu v'tzach l'farash ta'afilu b'matein al tzidoi ein ha'mayim nechnosim boy. It's not going to enter inside. Okay. So think over here. We have the kalmorin. This is the inkwell. Ah. So the kalmorin had yoitois eina tahara ad she'yigirinig v'tzidoi. So the kalmarin means an inkwell. That's what it means. The kalmarin shall Yosef HaKoyin. Hoyse nekub betzida. The kalmarin shall Yosef HaKoyin. He, Taka, telling you a maisa. Why would he tell you this maisa? What's the purpose of this maisa? Why do we need to know this maisa? It was nekuva betzida. All right, fine. So this is a very interesting mission. Let's see the table on the other side. Okay, Kli. On the tabla, up to the tabla here on page 147, Kli Shapiv Tzai B'Levit 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 B'Levit, a Kli that's Piv that's narrow, and you Mitoiv Lit Kishe Piv L'Mata, when it's upside down, Hidbila Loi Me'ila El Mehiti Al Kli Al Tzida, Kegeven Sha Avir Sha B'Sech HaKli Manea Knizas HaMayim L'Kuli. A Kli whose Piv is Tzar, it's narrow, Hidbila Kishe Piv L'Mata. Where did he get that L'Mata? Where did he get that? He's hitting something into the Mishnah. Did not say. The Mishnah over here says, Kli shed biloy derech piv. Oh, Taka, it says in the Mishnah, derech piv. Yeah. Which means upside down. Okay, very good. Gimel, Kliim ziburis. What does that mean? A base yad, oy chelek tofel achar acher, another portion of the that's tofel, bikotze hakli. You have a kli, which has a handle, or another portion that is tofel, insignificant. It does not achieve any purpose. It's just there for the ride. Bikotze hakli, at the edge of the kli, kli tsar, a narrow kli, bit stodim, v'rochav bo'emtza. It's narrow along the sides, and it's very wide in the center. So I guess when you immerse it, it's not really, the water's not going to fill it up. The holes are too small to allow the water to enter. Tzorch sheyates hakli ba'ofen shamayim yikansu gam l'soich ha-ziburis v'gam l'soich tzidei hakli. The sides. Has to go into the sides of the kli. It has to go along with the ziburisis, whatever that is. Basically, it means you have to make sure every single part of the kli gets wet. Tzleiches shapia kafuf b'tzleicha, where the opening is kafuf, it's bent inside. Kalmar. Kalmar, you're telling me, is an ink well. Kli l'dioi. It's a new word for me. A kalmar. That's the kalmarian. A kalmar. Kli l'dioi. Shapiv kafuf l'tzleicha. Tzor shinakvenu. Mitzidoi v'ayidei kach. Hamayim yikansu gam l'chalal shenoitza saviv pia kli mitoicha on the inside. Okay, that's it. All right, let's chaz the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. It says, Kli kol yodos hakelim, all the yodos hakelim, the handles that you would thrust into the blade. Shechnisan, shechnisan, sheloi kedarkon. Then a bit inserted, shloi kedarkon. Oi, shechnisan kedarkon, but v'loi merkon, they're not complete. They have not been fully thrust into their sockets. Oi, shemerkon, they've been completely thrust into their sockets, but v'nish boru, they're broken. So it's meant to be removed. If it's meant to be removed, therefore, it's going to be a chatzitza while they're still preventing the water from touching that part.
Because it's not a good fit, right? Because all these things are not a good fit.
It's not a good fit. They're meant to be removed. They're meant to be removed and start all over again. It's nisht the derech. It's not what the goal. It's is not the what we're aiming for. So it's a chatzitza. Kli should be like derech piv, upside down, ki lo toval. Because it's not going to be, no, he says it's tsar. See, that's what he adds. See, that's the sentence was bothering me. On the tabla, he writes kli she piv tsar. Because if it's very wide on the bottom, then it will fill up. Kli should be derech piv, ki lo toval. Next, hit be like kedarkoi, below ziburis. Let's see, utoival the kli kedarkoi. But you did not immerse this below ziburis, that portion was not immersed. It's no good. Why? Below ziburis, something is wrong with the word below. Below. Shalai hit bil base yad. Oy dover noisef sheyesh bechli biachas mikzoisa volhocher will be ziburis ene ikar shalchim in the rav ven amayim boin bachen ad sheyatenu al tzidoi. The whole honey, so the water is not going to touch it until some of these things were not immersed. Once it's part of the utensil, it has to also be immersed. If you don't turn it, you don't fully. I don't know, something missing over here. He'd be like Kedarkoi, below Ziburis. That portion was never immersed. So that portion never got wet. So it's Ma'akev in the Tzvila, because since it's part of the utensil, even though it's a Tofel, even though it's a Tofel to the utensil, it's being that it's still attached. It needs full immersion. Until the full immersion takes place, it is deficient and it is no good. Add until she attend all see the kli shutzar mikan mikan v'rachav no emsa.
How do you spell the ziburis that we have in Baba Kama? Different types of feel.
Idiots, beinonis, ziburius, ziburis, zib, like this. Same thing, ziburis. I think it's the same way. So there it means inferior quality. It's like a tofel. Oh, so now you have a new husband. Now you have a new appreciation of what it means. See, the only way, divrei Torah adnim magmecher v'ashim magmecher. When I was in 10th grade of a Kama, I would have known this mission. I would have much greater appreciation. I never knew what this meant. I never thought about this for all these years. Ziburis means the inferior field. Why is it called ziburis? Because the real meaning of the word ziburis means a tofel. It's a tofel. Relative to the beinoinis and the idiots, it's a tofel, snish the ikar. When you want to think about the pride and joy you have and what you've accomplished in this world, of all the assets, and your super, super duper astonishing wealth, this field is a tofel. Snish to ikar. This is not what I'm going to take with me to the next world. I'm going to take with me only the idiots, the bainness. I'm not going to go take the shracha stuff with me. That will leave over here for some poor people. I only take with me the good stuff. Like go to every funeral, you go to a funeral, they have going behind the hearse, brinks, trucks. Do you ever go to a funeral where they have the brinks trucks following behind the hearse? No? You need money there in the next world also. Well, you think everything there is for free? Gan Eden costs money also. You gotta take with you the brinks trucks to be able to move around there. Weiter. They accept bitcoins in the next world? Bitcoin, you know, Bitcoin crashed 50%?
I don't fully understand it, so therefore I won't invest in it.
$60,000 to $30,000. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It crashed 50%. Not to be believed. Not to be believed.
Can you imagine someone, the shul says, we are making an appeal for Hatzalah. And someone gets up and says, 100,000 Bitcoin.
Wow, that's a lot of money. That's like that. Someone really said that?
No. I mean, I was saying it as a joke. I mean, the shul wouldn't know what to do with Bitcoin.
What do you mean? I'll give it to me. I'll show you. I'll tell you what to do with it. I convert to cash in 10 seconds. Yeah. I convert to cash in 10 seconds. Right now, they opened up. Right now, I got an email yesterday that Coinbase, now they're giving me a credit card. I have already a credit card. I have a credit card. I have no money though. The only thing I use this for was for the mikvah, and then they told me. And then it told me I have no more money left. Here, I'll show. Here it is. Here, I use this for the mikvah. I use this for the mikvah, here. You see this? I put money in this card. I transferred money. I lost money when I didn't know what I was doing in the beginning. When I put money there, I didn't know how the whole thing worked. I lost like 50 bucks. I lost money, but then I figured out how to do it, and I put money on the card. And I used this card only, I had like probably like 50 bucks on it, and I used it to go to, every time I went to the mikvah, I swiped it. It worked. Sure. It just converted my bitcoins. You have to know how to liquidate the bitcoins. So now, I called up PayPal. I asked them, "Where's my bitcoin?" So they told me I have to make it there. I checked with them, and they told me it's not ready for me yet. And yesterday I got an email. I waiting for it for half a year. I got an email, Mamash, yesterday from Coinbase. So Coinbase is, they gave me a credit card now. I can spend bitcoins like a regular now. That's good. That's the best. Coinbase is the best. Yeah. On the tax return, it asked me, did you purchase or make any transaction with Bitcoins? The government needs to know. I lied. I told them no. I lied. Perjury. I want you to know what I'm doing. None of your business. Who asked you? None of your business. I told them no. What's your business? They just want to know if I have Bitcoins. I told them no. I don't have none of your business. I don't have any Bitcoins. Get lost. None of your business. Trump, even though everyone loves Trump, all the front people, Trump is very against Bitcoins. Very, very against it. If he's the president, he'll do everything he can to shut down Bitcoins. All the firm people, they live on Bitcoins. But they're all going crazy now. They lost all these rich people. You know how much money they lost? They lost half their wealth. It went down 50%. Can you imagine? It's a lot of money. Unless they have the altcoins, Tether. You have Tether? USDT, you know anything about this stuff? All Narishkeit. Ashrecha v'toivlach. Dvarim b'teil v'tom. I only lost money from this. I have no money to begin with. We're talking over like $100, right? Like maybe $50. How much money did I play around with this? Just to see what is Mazeh? Mazeh. Mazeh Bitcoin. So I think I spent 50 bucks maybe. I don't know. I tried to see, to understand what it's all about. And even that I lost. Even that I lost. You have no mazel. You have no mazel in anything that you do. Not even bitcoins. The card doesn't work anymore. I swiped the card. I couldn't go into. I was very embarrassed. People do online. I swiped my card.
The mikveh probably had the filter on at that time. They're Rebbeinu Shalom was saving you money.
No, I ran out of money. I spent all the money. Whatever money I had there in the account, it's gone. I never replenished it because I have no money to replenish it with. I have to go back to the backyard and chop down some, cut off some money from the money tree. Weiter. Get rich quick schemes get you nowhere. The only way to make money is the real way, to work hard. All these get-rich schemes are just...
Inherited.
Who has inherited money? All these get-rich-quick schemes are garbage. Just, it's a curse. Weiter. The Chaz in the Mishnah over here. Says, Kol yodesh ha-kelim, she-slintim b'chlosh l'gadakim, o yishalitim g'dakim, o yishamerikim, v'nishwa ha-reil k'oitzin. Kli shet bila b'derech piv ki-ilu lo-tovah. If you do it upside down, piv ki-ilu lo-tovah. Hit be like kedarkoi. Oh, so ziburis. So that's what it means. It means it's a tofel. It's nish deika. It's a tofel kneged the ikodim. That's why it's called ziburis. To feel this poor quality field, it's a tofel. So Mordi Gavar. Now you have an appreciation. Learn divrei tanim b'mekam v'ashim makmacher. You learn this nish. You have an appreciation what it means exactly. What it means ziburis. Ad sheyatenu al tzidei, ki li shehu tzar mikan vachem v'men, sa inu kar ad sheyatenu al tzidei. That part of the Mishnah needs more hesber for me at least. Next, tzaloiches shepia tshakeya, the inside is sunken in, enik tahira. It's not tahira ad sheyinakvena mitzidei, because that top portion that comes out on the side is not, the water is not getting in there to make a perforation. Kalmarin and Mela, when it comes to an inkwell, they do this on purpose so that it shouldn't tilt. It shouldn't spill over and make all the papers on your desk full of ink. You don't want it to spill. How many rabbanim had horror stories? People, the inkwell, all these stories of people who wrote letters, and then the very last moment they wrote the letter, the ink spilled, and then they couldn't send out the letter. And it turned out years later, that's what saved them. The reason that the fact that the letter got destroyed and it was never sent out is the reason why they survived. Because had the letter taka been sent out, then it would have been for them a disaster. Fine, this is the Barvusta, this is the Makar, the Mishnah. Yeah, over here, the inkwell, the Kalmarim had Yoitas, Einam Tahira, Achi and Akvenim Bitsi, you have to make a hole in the side. There must be some Murdika Musavar that when you write something, a document, you're in a lot of trouble unless you have an escape clause. That's what it means over here. When you write a will, whenever you write a document, Einam Tahira, you're not going to come out of this clean. Unless Achi Nakvenim Mitzida, you have to have in the document an escape clause. An escape clause, this is symbolic of a document. You see what I'm saying over here? The inkwell represents you writing documents. Ain't it Tahira? If you make a public statement, you're finished. Because you'll never be able to escape from your words. But if you Nakvenim Mitzida, you have an escape clause, a disclosure, or some type of legal, then you'll be able to escape. The Kalmodim shall Yosef HaKoyin, the Kalmodim, the inkwell of Yosef HaKoyin, Chayis HaNukuva B'tzida, Nechanami Utku B'tzida. Who is this Yosef HaKoyin? Chayis Nish. I read yesterday the father of Chaim Vital was a Sefer. I think his name was Yosef Vital. Are you familiar with this? And the Ari said that he was a Sefer. He says half of the world is Oymed on the Kedusha of the Tzfilin that he wrote. He wrote Tefillin, his ksiva, or the koiches hanefesh that he put into the writing of Tefillin, the Ari HaKodesh said, half the Welt is oimed on the Kedusha of the Tefillin that he put into the world. The father of Chaim Vital. Is that amazing?
I was not aware of that.
Rav Chaim Vital died in the year 1620. What happened in the year 1620? When Rav Chaim Vital died, that was the hispashtus of Kabbalah. Rav Chaim Vital wrote Eitz Chaim. He wrote over the Chiddushim from the Arizal. He was the one who wrote the Arizal's Torah. And when he died was when it was Niskale, it was Nispashet. That was this year of the journey of the Mayflower. The Mayflower set out in the year 1620, the same time when Rav Chaim Vital left this world. And that was the time when the Torah of the Ari was disseminated to the Welt. Zelumazeh, the Welt, America came into the Shoroshim of America was established the moment on Rav Chaim Vital's Betira, when the beginning of the Hispashtus of the Zoyar, the Ari was Mazbe the Zoyar. There's the Ramak, I learned this little yesterday. The Ramak, you know, the Ramak and the Ari had a different Mahalach in Zoyar, in how to understand different Mahalachim. Rav Chaim Vital first learned by the Ramak. And then when he met the Ari, he abandoned the Ramak and he learned by the Ari. And then when the Ramak came to him in a dream, and Rav Chaim Vital asked him in a dream in Shemayim, who's Mahalach? They learned Sisrei Torah. Mahalach of you, the Ramak, or like the Ari. Or like the Ari. So the Ramak told Rav Chaim Vital, in Shemayim they learn like the Ari. And even I in Shemayim, I'm learning, will feed them the Mahalach of the Ari, not like my Mahalach. And the Vel today, the Mahalach of Kabbalah is feed the Mahalach of the Ari, not like the Mahalach of the Ramak. So Mele, Rav Chaim Vital, he was the Megala, all the stuff. That was 1620. It's not a coincidence that the voyage of the Mayflower, the Shoroshim of America, which is the Medina Shel Chesed, the Chesed, Oilam Chesed Yibane, Oilam Chesed Yibane was Nispashi at the same time as the Petir of the Rav Chaim Vital. There's what to be said about that. It's not a coincidence. Okay. There's what to be said about that. That's why I did on Thanksgiving this year. I gave a shiur about that. I gave a shiur about that Thanksgiving, about the significance of these two events happening: the petira of the Chaim Vital, l'umas, the shoroshim of where we all are nended today to live in America, Medina Shel Chesed. What's the connection? The connection is very poshut. Is America taught the world you can be whatever you want to be? There's no limitation. There's no limitation. Even Donald Trump can be the president of the United States of America. Anyone can be. You can do. There's no. That's the koich of America. You're not locked in. Kabbalah, Sisrei Torah, gives a person the koich to the olamos, You have the keys to all of the olamos. The mekubalim have it all in front of them. There's no limitation of this world when you know Kabbalah. So it's zeh l'mazeh. It's zeh when Hashem sends down a shefa of something in Ruchnius. There's also that shefa, the koiches, the sitra achra, also takes for itself a chelik of the zeh l'mazeh. The velt, when Hashem sent down to the velt a koyach of hispashtus, of the sisrei Torah, which represents the ability to have unlimited grasp of the sodas of Torah, the Sitra Acha, the Velt also took hold of that. And that's why America, the establishment of America, of the free land, the land of the free, came into existence at that same time. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
You don't like this? You think it's like Purim Torah?
No, I think it's fine.
Vaita. Vaita in the Gemara, Vaita in the Mishnah. Here, Vaita. Now we did this Mishnah. We now go to the next Mishnah. Mishnah base. Hakar v'akeses shel or. We have kar keses, a pillow and a blanket.
Wait, hold on. Did we finish the Ikum Mefarshim?
Yes, we did. That was the two different perushim. What it means over here, the kli ziburis. Some say it means the kli zar buvis. Two spouts. When there are two spouts, then the water can get into the other spout. Yeah. Okay, I have to do this fast. This is one mission quick. I gotta go quick. First mission. Kari Akes. Let's do this mission base quickly. Hakari Akes Shel Or Harei Elu Tzlichim Shiyom V'Bachem Hamayim. The car and the keses. This is a pillow and a blanket or a sheet for a mattress of leather. Harei Elu Tzlichim Shiyom V'Bachem Hamayim. Keses Agula. Ooh, I never heard this before. A keses agula vehakadur is a ball. Veho imum. What is an imum? What is the imum? We have to see over here in the parish. Akar hu sheshrech v'lof. I made a mistake. Dvarim shamarti tohos hen biyohadi. Lo mata doig al oilam she'ena sheloi. That's the ikar. Kar is the sheet. The Rav says the car is a sheet. A car who is a sheichel of the mattress. It's the mattress. The car is the mattress. Hakeses hu shemesim tachas mirashoysov. The pillow. Sheyavoy b'chamam mohoyim. L'soichen in the penimius. It's the derech. Shederech karvikeses shel or lahachnis ulohitzi masha b'seichan. People open up and close. That's where they stuff all the money, under the mattress. That's where the money is. They put money in the mattress. They put things, derech is to use it as a kli. Things go, in the melu, when you put in the mikveh, you have to be tovel the inside as well. You have to be tovel the inside as well. You open it up inside outside. You take kesis agula uketana uketana shoisim hasorim tachas mirashoisehen. Ah, this is already a designer edition. A designer edition where it's round. Nish for the pasha dimension. This is for amcha. This is for the hecha dimension. This is for the aristocracy. This is for the hecha dimension. The gedolei Yisrael of the klali Yisrael. They have these round ones. Kesas agula, around. Hakadur is a ball. Peluta. What's a peluta? A ball. The imum. What?
Platter.
A what?
Platter. Sounds like a platter, no?
A kadur. What's a kadur? It's a ball.
Yeah.
A baseball. A football. Soccer ball. The imum. The fush oisim alav es hamin. Ah, the imum means the mold. The mold to put the shoes on. When you make shoes, you have to make the shoes around the mold. The first oisim alaves hamidol, who also the or was made from leather. Umimalim oisab is seor abuchon. You fill it up with hair or with soft things. The akomia, kumi the amulet. Shel tzav oishel akorin mechupe or akorin means some type of roots, some type of stuff that you buy in Amazon. Some type of these herbs. These things you never, these Chinese things, all these modern zach, and someone's trying to rip you off, sell you these crazy type of things, this make-believe medicine, this type of stuff. The ikarin mechubim ba'ar u'sefila shel yad, tefillin, shel yad, oy shel roish, enim shechum sheyevah b'chem ha'mayim lo'y lefi she'en derech lahachnis lo'y tzima she'besechon. Pilei piloyim. What about the parashios? How could you say that? How could the Mishnah say this? This is mamish devam defloiva. I couldn't believe this. So such a thing over here that because the tefillin, because it's meant to be sealed, you only open it up. You make a idea, you never have to check your tefillin. If you wear your tefillin every single day, you don't have to check. You don't have to check your tefillin if you don't wear them. If you don't wear them too often, you have to check it twice 7 years. But if you wear the tefillin every single day, then assume chazaka, it's going to be good. So it says over here, since it's never meant to be opened up, you never have to check it. Isn't that amazing? This is very more gezach that mamish the din that tefillin are not meant to be opened up at the kach. That if you toil them, they need not be immersed. Now, I never knew this, that tefillin can become tamei? What's going on over here? What does that mean? It means people, I don't understand something. You wear tefillin, I never thought about this before. You wear tefillin, right? You wear tefillin. Let's say a guy is tamei. He's tamei. So if he's tamei, so the tefillin are tamei. So you'll tell me, no, tefillin can become tamei because why can they become tamei? Because the person's tamei, he's a rishon. If he's a Rishon, then the tefillin can become a Sheni. But if the person is an Avatuma, he's a Balkari, right? He's a Balkari, and he puts on tefillin, so it'll become Tameh. So what does he do the next day? The next day he goes to Mikvah and he's Tahar. He puts on his tefillin. His tefillin are a Rishon. His tefillin are a Rishon. So the tefillin can't make him Tameh because a Rishon can't make you a Tameh. A person can only become Tameh from an Avatuma. A person cannot become Tameh from. A person can become a Sheni. A person can become a Sheni. So the tefillin are a Rishon. So now when you put on tefillin the next day, you become a Sheni. You never heard this before.
I never heard this before.
The a person's tefillin are, if you're going to tell me that a person is Tameh, eventually Tameh. Eventually he's going to become Tameh. So he's become Tameh. So therefore when he's wearing tefillin, he's going to become Tameh. So you have to be tovel the tefillin. You ever heard you immerse your tefillin?
I don't think that he's tovel in tefillin. I think he takes the tefillin. I don't know.
It's saying over here that tefillin, not tefillah, tefillin shal yad, yad mi tovel. A tefillin is a kli? I know, obviously it is. And tefillin become tamei. And if they become tamei, you become tamei. So how does a person who's nizer, al taras hakodesh, how is he nizer to make sure that he does not become tamei from his tefillin? Because the tefillin are going to become tamei eventually, and if you're going to put your tefillin in the water, you're not going to do that. You're not going to go spend on your tefillin $5,000 on a pair of tefillin and then be tefillin in the mikvah. The water is going to leak and it's going to ruin the parashios. It's going to ruin the tefillin also. So what are you going to do? You're going to take out the parashios. You're going to let it dry. How are you going to let it dry? You're going to let it dry forever. And then they'll get ruined also. The bottom will get ruined in the water for sure. They'll get ruined in the water. So this mamish is a new thing for me. A new chiddush. Never heard this before. It is a mamish pilei plum when it's over here. When it comes to tefillin, atfila in and trichel and shovel and maim. Okay, that's what it says. We have to be mazvim, or maybe we'll see over the mafarshim. Say something over here. Zeklal. This is the rule of life. Kol she'ein darka lachnis lohitzi tovlim sisumim. Anything that's not meant to be opened up and closed, you can be tovel when you're closed. I guess that's why people don't have to open up their heads when they go into the mikvah. Keep what's in the head private. You don't have to go and tell the whole world all of your dark secrets. Keep it quiet.
I'm shouting that the cup is very tzar. The cup is a mukum tzar. And water's not going to get in. You have to make a nekev in the cup. You have to make a lachen cup. that the brain should spill out. And this way the water, he's titled now in the mehadas. And he has...
Oh, the mehadas. Oh, you're saying that very good, the mehadas.
And that way everything is good.
A person has seven openings in this head. I was sure always like toilet as a menorah. The two nostrils, the pair, the two ears, and the two eyes. Seven. A person has seven openings, seven. Pischuli shari tzedek. Seven openings, and even though the water doesn't get inside. Let's see over here what it says over here in the Ikam Mefarshim. Ikam Mefarshim, Mishnah base. Hakdama. Mishnah seinu dana betvilas kli or emosat zech shikon zu amayim besechem zichem shi yavobrem mayim vishal beget zuach gamken shi yavobrem mayim ein zuach late tefilasan shamayim oibim lusechem kilraman. A beget, you don't have to open up the stitches. The water seeps inside. Not necessary to open up the water inside, fine. Einam tzrichim ikam Mefarshim shi yavobrem mayim. The ain dech the poischan v'havilu beis hasesorim. The ikar you say this is a beis hasesorim. Okay, let's see the tabla. What does it say in the chart? The chart is tilat kliar. Tzrichim shevem amayim. Water must come inside in the kliar. Shevem amayim kar v'keses shel or tzrach l'toivlam be'ofen sheyavur hamayim b'seicham lefi shederech l'hachnes lohitzi mashem b'seicham. This derech, you open up, you close it. Next, on the left side, lohitz tzrichim amayim keses agula v'akador. They had the first liminal, they had kamiya, hamchub be'or, they had tefillin. Pilei ploim, till mamish tameh, they become tameh. It's a kli, till is called a kli. It's not just a, I don't know, it's not shoot a kli eight, they're not mekabal tameh, till them mekabal tameh, mekabal tameh. And mele, you gotta become megam tameh, then you got a problem the next day. Einem shriachim shriyav b'chamayim, lefi shadakam liyoy segudim, v'toicham nechshav beis sesodim, the inside is beis sesodim. I guess you're gonna tell me that people had two pairs of tefillin. They had a pair of tefillin when they're tahar and when they're tamei, and they were super duper careful not to ever wear, not to mix them up. That when a person is tahar, he wore the tahar tikkun tefillin. When he was tamei, he wore the tamei tikkun tefillin because there's no way you're not going to be tahar in the mikvah. It's not shy. You can tahar in the mikvah tefillin. Pilei ploim what it says over here, but over here the mishnah tells me they did tahar in the tefillin. They did tahar it. I don't have to open it up. All right, let's chaz the mishnah. Hakar v'yakest. Kar means the mattress, right? The mattress. The keses is the pillow. That's the pillow. Keses is the pillow. Who sells pillows? The guy who says lin something? Lin Wood is a pillow guy? It's one of these big politician peoples? He's a big troublemaker?
The one that backed Donald Trump.
He's a funny guy, this guy. He's very religious. He's always saying Tehillim. He's always davening. This guy. Kar v'yakeses. Shel or hare elu tzlichin sheyavo b'chem amayim. We need water to go inside to the karmia keses. Kes agula, because these are things which you open and you close. People open up their pillows and their mattresses. That's where the expression comes. You stuff the mattress with cash. That's where the money is. Because in the mattress says, the mattress is meant to open and close. What more chashuv of thing can you put in the mattress other than dollar bills? Next, then we have the kes agula. There's a kes agula. Let's say it's a round one, the akador, or a ball, the imum. This is the defus, this is the mold, the hakomia, an amulet, the atafila, and tefillin, shal yad. Oh, why did he say shal yad only? He said both. Oh, shal rosh, I didn't see that. Oh, shal rosh, fine, fila. Einam shechem shiyav bohemayim. Zeaklau, kol shein darko lachan, is loyitzi tefillin mestum. You can tell mestum, why? It's tumas space has to sodim. It's not meant to be opened up, even though you can open it up, even though we do put inside very nice things, but it's not meant to be opened up. Meila is called Tumas Beis HaSasarim. Okay, we got to stop over here. I have to go. I have to pray. I've got a lot of things, okay? We did two Mishnayis, Baruch Hashem. Tomorrow we do Mishnah Gimel Dalet. Okay, maybe by the end of the week we can finish. We can go learn to talk Mesach to Negoim. Negoim.
You want to go to the Chasna tonight?
Yeah, I do. I want to go early. I have to go early to this Chasna. This, I very rarely do I have to go early, but this